Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Monday, June 30th, 2025.
U.S. and Israel target Iranian nuclear sites. On June 29, 2025, the United States and Israel launched airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, hitting key sites like Fordow, Natanz, and Isfahan. This military action has raised serious concerns about nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. Iran reportedly holds over 9 tons of enriched uranium, with more than 400 kilograms nearing weapons-grade levels. The International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, is worried about verifying Iran's uranium stockpile after the strikes. Before the attacks, Iran informed the IAEA about its efforts to protect its nuclear materials, indicating it was aware of potential military actions. The airstrikes lasted 12 days, causing significant damage to Iran's nuclear infrastructure and heightening regional tensions. Rafael Grossi, the IAEA's director general, emphasized the challenges of monitoring Iran's nuclear activities in the aftermath, complicating compliance with international agreements.
NVIDIA insiders sell over $1 billion in stock. NVIDIA Corporation, a leading tech company based in California, has seen insiders sell over $1 billion in stock recently. In June alone, they sold more than $500 million, coinciding with NVIDIA's share price hitting a record high. CEO Jensen Huang started selling shares this week for the first time since September 2024, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. NVIDIA's stock has bounced back over 60% since its low on April 4, 2025, during a time when Wall Street reacted to global tariff announcements from former President Donald Trump. This surge reflects a broader trend in the U.S. stock market, returning to the booming AI trade that has fueled growth in tech companies. The rise in NVIDIA's stock shows strong investor trust in the company's future, especially in its AI innovations, while also raising concerns about insider trading and market integrity.
Hanoi's air pollution crisis. Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam, is grappling with a serious air pollution crisis that affects nearly 9 million residents. In January 2025, the city's air quality index hit a hazardous level of over 300. By March, tiny harmful particles known as PM2.5 exceeded the World Health Organization's safe limits by more than 24 times. Rapid economic growth, averaging 5% to 7% annually since 2018, has drawn major companies like Apple and Nike, leading to increased urban development. However, this growth has come at a significant environmental cost, with traffic contributing more than half of the city's pollution. The Vietnamese government is taking action by planning stricter vehicle emission standards, aiming for 50% of buses and taxis to be electric by 2030. Despite these efforts, the gap between policy and reality remains wide. The health implications are severe, with the WHO estimating over 60,000 annual deaths in Vietnam linked to air pollution. As conditions worsen, schools have closed and wearing N95 masks has become a common sight. Hanoi's air pollution crisis highlights the urgent need to balance economic growth with environmental sustainability.
Severe heat waves hit southern Europe. Southern Europe is facing severe heat waves, with temperatures soaring above 40 degrees Celsius in Italy, Spain, Greece, and Portugal. Local officials are warning about an increased chance of wildfires due to these extreme conditions. In Portugal, two-thirds of the country is on high alert, with Lisbon expecting to reach 42 degrees Celsius. In Italy, regions like Lazio and Tuscany are banning outdoor work during the hottest hours, urging the government to take action. On June 28, 2025, the Italian Health Ministry issued the highest heat alert for 21 cities, including Rome and Milan. Tourists are seeking shade near famous landmarks like the Colosseum, while street vendors sell lemonade to help people cool down. In Greece, a significant wildfire broke out south of Athens, leading to evacuations and road closures near the ancient Temple of Poseidon. Meanwhile, in Spain, temperatures hit 42 degrees Celsius in Seville, prompting health alerts for vulnerable populations. The National Weather Service, EMET, warns that June could become the hottest month on record, raising concerns about heat-related deaths potentially quadrupling by mid-century if climate policies don't change.
Russia's largest aerial attack on Ukraine. On June 29, 2025, Russia launched its most extensive aerial attack on Ukraine since the conflict began in February 2022. This assault involved 537 aerial weapons, including 477 drones and 60 missiles. The Ukrainian Air Force successfully intercepted 249 of these threats, while 226 were lost, likely due to Ukraine's electronic jamming tactics. The strikes hit several regions, including Kherson, Kharkiv, and Dnipropetrovsk, resulting in 3 deaths from drone strikes. In Kostiantynivka, an airstrike claimed another life, and a 70-year-old woman was found dead in the rubble of a collapsed building in Zaporizhia. In Lviv, a major fire erupted at an industrial facility in Drohobyk after a drone attack, causing power outages in parts of the city. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin expressed a readiness to restart peace talks in Istanbul, Turkey, despite previous discussions yielding little progress. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree to withdraw from the Ottawa Convention, which bans anti-personnel landmines, reflecting the harsh realities of the ongoing conflict.
Museveni's 2026 re-election bid in Uganda. Yoweri Museveni, the 80-year-old president of Uganda, has declared his intention to run for re-election in the January 2026 presidential election. Having held power since 1986 after leading an armed conflict, he aims to extend his nearly 4-decade rule. Museveni wants to be the candidate for the National Resistance Movement, or NRM, the ruling party that has changed the constitution to support his extended presidency. This announcement has drawn criticism from human rights advocates, who allege he uses security forces to maintain control, claims he denies. He has set ambitious economic targets, aiming for a $500 billion economy within 5 years, while Uganda's current GDP is about $66 billion. His main rival, Bobby Wine, a pop star turned politician, has already announced his plans to challenge Museveni in 2026, having previously contested the 2021 election, which he claimed was plagued by irregularities.
U.S. Senate advances major tax bill. The U.S. Senate has barely pushed through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, a major tax cut and spending bill, with a close vote of 51-49. This legislation aims to extend tax cuts from 2017, lower other taxes, and increase military and border security funding. To balance expected revenue losses, it suggests significant cuts to social programs like Medicaid and food assistance. Intense negotiations among Republican leaders, including Vice President J.D. Vance, were crucial in rallying the party's slim majority. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin changed his mind to support the bill after private talks, while Senators Tom Tillis and Rand Paul voted against it, voicing concerns over Medicaid cuts and a proposed $5 trillion increase in the national debt limit. Democrats strongly opposed the bill, arguing it mainly benefits the wealthy at the expense of low-income Americans. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer criticized the rushed process and insisted on transparency by having the entire bill read aloud. After the vote, senators prepared for an overnight debate and a lengthy amendment process before sending the bill back to the House for a final vote.
Global economic challenges highlighted by BIS report. The Bank for International Settlements, known as BIS, has released a report outlining major challenges facing the global economy. Augustin Karstens, the outgoing head of BIS, described this moment as critical, filled with uncertainty that is shaking public trust in institutions like central banks. This report comes just before U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce new trade tariffs, which could further strain international trade relations. Concerns are rising about protectionism and trade fragmentation, which are hindering economic growth and productivity. Issues like an aging population, climate change, and supply chain disruptions are making the global economy more vulnerable. Post-COVID-19 inflation has surged, affecting how people view price stability, while high public debt is increasing risks in the financial system. Hyun-Song Shin, BIS's main economic advisor, pointed out a significant drop in the value of the U.S. dollar, which has fallen by about 10% this year. The report also raises alarms about the rapid rise of stablecoins, digital currencies aimed at maintaining stable values. Overall, these findings highlight how interconnected our global economies are and the urgent need for coordinated responses to these emerging challenges.
Turkey and Syria reconnect for trade. On June 29, 2025, the Global Transport Connectivity Forum concluded in Istanbul, Turkey, where 12 cooperation agreements were signed to enhance cross-border logistics. A key agreement allows Turkey and Syria to restart direct road transport after years of suspension. Turkish Transport Minister Abdulkadir Uraloglu announced that this will enable goods to move directly between the two countries without delays at border gates. This development is set to strengthen trade between Europe and Asia and connect the Middle Corridor with Gulf nations like Jordan and Saudi Arabia. The Middle Corridor is a vital trade route linking Turkey to Central Asia and China, revitalizing the ancient Silk Road. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan emphasized the alignment of this corridor with China's Belt and Road Initiative, calling it a groundbreaking project for efficient connections. With planned investments, transit times could drop to under 15 days, significantly improving trade efficiency. Erdogan also projected that these initiatives could generate an economic impact of $114 billion, further establishing the region as a global trade hub.
Iran calls for accountability from the UN. Iran's foreign minister, Syed Abbas Araghchi, has urged the United Nations Security Council to hold the United States and Israel accountable for their aggressive actions against Iran. In a letter to UNSC President Carolyn Rodriguez-Burkett and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he emphasized the urgent need for responsibility following a series of military escalations. The conflict intensified when Israel launched airstrikes on Iranian military and nuclear sites, resulting in significant casualties. Shortly after, U.S. forces bombed three Iranian nuclear facilities, which Iran condemned as violations of international law. After 12 days of intense conflict, a ceasefire was reached, but Araghchi stressed the UNSC's duty to prevent further aggression and maintain peace. These ongoing tensions highlight deep-rooted issues regarding Iran's nuclear ambitions and its role in the Middle East.
Surge in mergers and acquisitions in H1 2025. Mergers and acquisitions, or M&A, are buzzing in the first half of 2025, despite not meeting investment bankers' expectations. Challenges from former U.S. President Donald Trump's trade policies and high interest rates have created some uncertainty, but optimism is on the rise. Trump's tariffs, introduced on April 2, 2025, caused delays in many deals and stock market launches. Tommy Ruger from UBS noted that the anticipated deal activity didn't materialize as planned. However, many bankers are feeling more confident, believing the worst is behind us, especially with record highs for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. Total value of deals reached an impressive $2.14 trillion, a 26% increase from last year. M&A activity in Asia more than doubled to $583.9 billion, with Japan and China leading the way. Major deals included Global Payments acquiring a card processing firm for $24.25 billion and Charter Communications buying Cox Communications for $21.9 billion. As market volatility eases, institutional investors are returning, and companies are moving forward with their postponed stock market plans.
Oil prices decline amid easing tensions. Oil prices fell by 1% on June 30, 2025, as tensions in the Middle East eased and OPEC Plus announced plans to increase supply. Brent crude dropped 66 cents to $67.11 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude fell 94 cents to $64.58. This decline follows a 12-day conflict that began on June 13th. When Israel targeted Iran's nuclear facilities, causing prices to spike above $80. A ceasefire announced by President Donald Trump helped trigger the price drop. Analyst Tony Sycamore from IG Markets noted that the market has reduced the risks that inflated oil prices. OPEC Plus plans to boost production by 411,000 barrels per day in August, following similar increases in previous months. Meanwhile, the number of working oil rigs in the U.S. has dropped to 432, the lowest since October 2021, hinting at a potential decrease in future production. These shifts in oil prices are crucial, affecting consumers, businesses, and overall economic stability.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.